SiriusXM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Enough! Horse racing, handicapping,
interviews.
This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
A very good Friday, race fans. Sirius 219, XM 201. Sports Zone 964, if you're listening to Sirius XM online. And at our website, too, stevebick.com. And on the doorstep of a big and important weekend, and hadn't really thought about Sunday either when we were talking yesterday, but the Santa Isabel. When we talk to Jay Privman later, hour two, we'll talk to Jay today. And Donna Veloce, she returns, and she drew the rail. I'd sort of had forgotten. We've also got Phillies and Mares in New York on Sunday, the Heavenly Prize. And we'll talk to Dave Greinich as well. Hour three. We'll start hour three with Jay. So, in fact, we've got the trifecta of racetrack reporting from America's Turf Authority. Marty McGee in hour one from Tampa. We've got a couple of things to do with Marty. Haven't had a chance yesterday. I just mentioned in passing that it was Kentucky Derby future wager pool three starting today. Also, your only opportunity for the Kentucky Oaks future wager 2, which means the opportunity for the Derby Oaks double future. Just so many combinations. And since Marty has covered the future wager since its inception. The godfather of the future wager, but Marty on hand for Festival Day at Tampa, and we'll traverse as the morning goes on the Tampa action a couple of different times, because it's also part of the cross country pick five with New York. So Nick Tamaro will join us hour two, and we'll go through that lineup, the cross-country pick five, Florida Oaks at Tampa, Tampa 10th. Then New York, the Busher, the 9th. Back to Tampa for the Tampa Bay Derby with that interesting cast. Tampa 11, back to New York for the Gotham. And then out to Oaklawn for the Honeybee. We'll talk to Hammer in just about 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts about the Honeybee and, as mentioned yesterday, with Whitmore going for his fourth straight. Unbelievable. Fourth straight Hot Springs. So there it is. Florida Oaks, Busher, Tampa Bay Derby, Gotham, and Honeybee. Really fun. So Nick will go through it. Andy Serling again this week in Hour 3, because the TV show, back again tomorrow, America's Day at the Races, bringing you action from, I mean, it's, you got to figure this is going to be pretty frenetic. They've only got 90 minutes. They've got 5:30 to 7 tomorrow. So Fox Sports 2, America's Day at the Races, and we'll talk to Andy and get a couple of opinions on the sequence. But with 90 minutes, those races are going to come at you hot and heavy. There's not going to be a lot of chit-chat between the Santa Anita action as well. So it should be a terrific afternoon tomorrow. At that point, you'll already have been inundated if you're going to play the action as well at Maidan. You got that to deal with too. So it's going to be a terrific Saturday. Don't forget as well, let me get it in right off the top, and then I'll try to mention it later as well. ExpressBet Beat the Host Championship. And in fact, let's take a glance and see here if the races are up yet. Maybe a little bit later, usually I think in the afternoons, but sometimes the races are, and you got to figure, even though there's not a, just a couple of little stakes at Gulfstream, we're not going to talk to Mike Welch today, but should still be a couple of viable options. Here we go. Competition races. Let's see if, no, they're still with last week. So let me go to championship round just in case. Here we go. Competition races, championship round, and they are up. They are up. And it starts early, starts at 2:30 and goes to 6:30. So Santa Anita, 1-3-5-7-9. Very easy. 1-3-5-7-9 at Santa Anita. And Gulfstream, 7-9-10-11-12. All right? So the late pick four plus the seventh. 10 races that comprise the Beat the Host Championship. All right, good luck to everybody. And, of course, some real nice prizes and dollars. And passageway on to Showdown, etc. All right, so there's some of the public service announcements. Not going to have obviously tremendous amount of time to dive into the story, particularly the story with Kieran McLaughlin, but we'll save it for a chance to, really sit and talk at some point with Kieran, because he's got business yet to take care of, before he moves to this new, and I can't even call it a second career, because he did have Chris Antley's book, but in the wake of Kieran's news yesterday that Gary Contessa is also going to cease operations. So the story in New York, and when Dave Greinich joins us, we've obviously talked to Joe Applebaum and before Joe to Rick Violette, and the situation and the pressure that certain financial pressures, obviously, when it comes to New York, just doing business in general. But what has gone on with this Labor Department is really over the top. They're just battering everybody and making it very hard on everybody. And there was already existing pressures. And then there's other, some other factors. The workman's comp issue, et cetera, all the things that we've talked about. So not going to dwell on it today with Dave Greinich, with all this important racing to discuss. But I will bring out one thing that has got to be noted here, and when we talk to Kieran, you'll really appreciate what he accomplished in his training career, 25 years essentially, and 8 millionaires, and another 4 that were within $10,000-$15,000. Essentially a dozen millionaires, starting with Invesur. And a special accomplishment, taking Invesur and fashioning him into, the champion and more that he became. But by my count, 39 Grade 1 winners, number one, and close to 20 stallions. There's a couple that might be standing in some far-flung places, but I count at least 17 that just, kind of going through the stake winners. Between 17 and 20 stallions that Kieran made. And, those top earners and the names that, became favorites of players and fans. Invesur, Frosted, Cavorting, Alpha, It's Tricky, Lahoudoud, the big upset in the Philly and Mare turf in that sloggy weekend at Monmouth. Wedding toast, a thread of blue, still going. Mohamed, of course. Sentiero Italia, who I kind of forgot about. True Timber, still going. And so many more. Closing Argument. And when you start to really go through the list, it's amazing how many you kind of forget. You know, because not every horse had 2, 3, 4 year careers. Intadab. I'd forgotten about Intadab. One of his early big successes, Randaroo, right? Seattle Fitz, who I liked a lot. His first Grade One winners, 2003. Lunar Sovereign. Yeah. And Volga won the E.P. Taylor. Mustanfar. Oh, of course, Henny Hughes. I've told that story about going to visit Henny Hughes, my friend Bethany, who had attended to him when he was foaled at Trackside Farm. And Kieran's longtime foreman and assistant. When we went to go see Henny Hughes, said, "Oh, you know, be careful. He's tough." And Bethany made a noise like a cluck or a whistle, and his ears popped up. He was looking out the back of the stall. He ran to the front of the stall, threw his head into Bethany's hands, and Kieran's assistant was stunned. She said, "Oh my God, that's the imprint that, you know, handlers will have on a horse." He right away knew who she was. It was great. It was amazing. Yeah. Kieran McLaughlin and just a litany of success. And just with all different kinds, too. Sprinters, classic horses, Belmont win. Came so close to a Derby win with Closing Argument. Any kind of horse. Turf, it didn't matter. So we'll look forward to talking to Kieran. News from Maryland with Chris Murs going back to California. Jillian Tulock is going to get the racing secretary position. Announced yesterday. Congratulations to her. And very familiar most recently was working for Bill Gallo. The industry keeps robbing Bill Gallo of his racing directors, right? They took Courtney Reed. The Breeders' Cup stole Courtney. Let's get started. We got Hammer, Marty McGee, Nick Tamaro, Jay Privman, DeRosa Scully, Grenig Serling, Siegel. Weekend preview at the races, Sirius XM. Back after this.
Racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Want an online tournament that boasts no rake, skim, or takeout with a $10,000 first prize? Here it is. Play ExpressBet Live online Saturday, March 21st. ExpressBet Live is for account holders only, with no registration or other pesky fees. Simply make a live $20 wager on one horse in 10 competition races. Earn the most and collect $10,000. Plus, there's from $1,000 to $4,000 in additional prizes. The top 30 finishers automatically qualify for the $50,000 ExpressBet Showdown. Sweep the card and earn a juicy $5,000 bonus. Don't have an ExpressBet account? Visit ExpressBet.com today and qualify for a $100 bonus. Then register free for ExpressBet Live, the best tournament value going. Play live online with ExpressBet Saturday, March 21st, and it could be your day, but only if you play. Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Public Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100.
and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'll come back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
From BRL Equine, the people that bring you EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Shield, now comes Flexify HA, the most advanced scientifically based joint supplement on the market. To find out more, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880. To be the best, give them only the best. BRL Equine.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Since I haven't talked to you, I dream about your baby blues and wonder why you stopped getting high. Even though we were just friends, I think of us as bookends and I gonna love you till I die.
We're back at the races, about a little more than 15 into hour one, and the weekend preview action gets started at Oaklawn, and of course the Rebel comes next week, and so the Arkansas Derby preview action and the Racing Festival in the South previews on the horizon, but still the Honeybee tomorrow, as well as the Hot Springs, where Ron Moquette will send Whitmore out to try to do something not too many horses have done, and that's win a sizable stake for a fourth straight year. Hammer, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to sunny Oaklawn. It's the worm has turned. It's the weather's been fantastic, and actually the infield opens tomorrow for the first time this year.
Nice.
So I guess that's the sign that, let's rock and roll. The blossoms are out and the weather's been over 60 for 3 or 4 days in a row. And seriously, it's been really nice here. So, time to rock and roll. I was just going to throw in a couple of quick little tidbits here. But literally, in the last 30 seconds, I had Hal Wiggins, who's one of the stewards.
He's one of the greatest.
What a nice man. Who I got to know at Kentucky Downs, and he's here, and he knows I'm kind of a history guy. He came in today, and he goes, you know what today is, don't you? I said, no. March 6th, 1836. Remember the Alamo? That was the day the Alamo was overtaken. So anyways, he's funny. He gets a kick out of my stories and travels and stuff, so he wanted to throw that out. So we were talking about Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett this morning. And he says, and I'll come back and tell you, When Sam Houston came back and overran it, because I'll give you the day on that, too. So that was kind of cool. So we do have a little fun earlier in the morning here. Some of the early arrivals have our own thing going. And another couple quick things that you touched on with Kieran and Kieran McLaughlin and Gary Contessa changing out. And they were... They're part of the small group that when I went to Monmouth in 1989, Kieran was living next door in what we called the Lucas House. Him and Letty were there, and lived next door on little houses that Mammoth owned, and got to know him pretty well then and there. And Gary Contessa was an up-and-coming trainer, and was close to Gary then, and we still keep in touch. So, sometimes when you move on, it's a good thing, as I'm finding out. But two good guys, and I know New York will miss them, and just wanted to throw that in there. Just sure. The unfortunate dealings of 2020, I guess, as you can sum it up. You're more intimate with what really is going on there, but I can't imagine having to go through that. Once you're targeted, I guess you're in for a long haul, and sometimes at some point it's just not worth it. It makes more sense just to move on. So, wish them the best, for sure. You mentioned one of the things I wanted to talk about, which ties into just what you said. Big weekend this weekend. Santa Anita has a good, probably the best car they've had since since last year, I would say. So that's good. Tampa Bay, you got the Tampa Bay Derby coming up. Good car there. New York has a good car. And we're getting ready to do our card, big card, next week. And interesting things that go on here at Oakland and reasons why certain races are scheduled where they are. If you notice, Oakland has a lot of events on days where other people don't. And so, like this weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on around the country. And then we're having a big weekend next weekend. And all this stuff is for a reason. And a lot of it has to do with availability of planes, transportation, do things on off weeks where, jockeys and trainers are more available. Like if we had our weekend this weekend, who knows who's going to be available to come here because they're tied up somewhere else and vice versa. So if you notice some of the weekends that the big weekends that Oakland has, they're kind of standalone, but they're planned that way just for the reasons I said. So next weekend, not a whole lot going on. So with the Rebel, we were on the Rebel, the Azari, and the Essex, and able to attract, horses from around the country. Planes are available. Jockeys are available. And so when the whole scheme of things, it really makes sense how some of the schedules are laid out. The Arkansas Derby's 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks. I know there's stuff going on 3 weeks out as well. And now at the end of the meet, we scheduled the Apple Blossom and the Oakland Handicap April 18th, which is kind of no more Derby stuff. And once again, a week where there's probably not a whole lot else going on in the racing world. So we're going to be able to attract not only the horses, but the horsemen and actually get them there. So, Little Rock is not along a major highway. It's not a stop off. So you have to plan to come here. And the planes that fly in and out of here, they need to, they're not going to fly here with one horse. So it's all planned, and it all makes sense when you look at the schedule.
That's a great point, actually, about the, how many vans, how many flights and so forth can get the horses to, the concentration of where, where the action is. And you can see, for you guys, when it comes time to the big weekends, and just look at the East Coasters that are invading Santa Anita this weekend with Kieran and Bill Mott, participating in the big cap, for instance. So, yeah.
Right. But the flight from New York to L.A. is pretty common. And maybe there might be, you could probably arrange a flight a little easier than you can. Hey, I got a guy that wants to come to bring two horses to Little Rock. Probably not stopping there. So it has to be a planned flight ahead of time. The horsemen get to know, like next week, obviously there's going to be a plane load coming out with some horses for the Rebel and the Essex and the Azari. But so now they know, and maybe throw a couple other ones on the bus, but they don't materialize like they possibly can for a cross country trip or a trip to Florida, things like that. So there's a lot of little interesting things that happen here that I question, and now I kind of get some of the answers, and it totally makes sense. Because when we have a weekend, we want the jocks to be able to come, and obviously the best horses, and we want to you know, make it happen. And that's one of the ways, scheduling wise, when you're in this, you know, smaller town, you have to do. So there you go.
Nice.
And so this weekend, a couple of stakes you mentioned, the Hot Springs. I mean, Whitmore. I mean, what more can you say? Just any trainer out there would love to have a horse like this in their barn. 32 starts, made almost $3 million. And then here at Oakland, he's run 12 times, never been off the board. And, you know, who's to say that last time, yeah, a little chewed up, ran second. Share the upside, ran a huge number in the race, and is right back again. This is the final prep for the Count Fleet. I think it's $500,000 this year, which will be run Arkansas Derby weekend. And, you know, those two look like they're fine. Both of those guys, Ron Moquette and Steve Asmussen, have other runners in here. Firecrow for Asmussen won a nice allowance race here. I mean, excuse me, for Ron Moquette, run a nice allowance race here. He's on the rail. We'll see how he does first time in state company. Steve Asmussen has Boulder in here, another winner at the track, ran a good number. And very interesting, Valerie Lund, who's actually bringing a string here to have some horses there. She's always run a few here, but she's bringing a string. Mr. Jägermeister, I mean, here's another one. It's just, what an honest horse this one is. 21 starts, 11 wins, over $500,000. And doing it the hard way, you know, winning at places like Canterbury and, you know, Colonial and Turf Paradise. But we're happy to have her here. And you know what? This is a running son of a gun coming off of winning the Phoenix Gold Cup. You've got it. Anyone, you know the history of that race. You better run 8 flat to win that race. You got to be quick. That's historically has been one of the faster run races, sprints in the country. So fresh off of that win, I'll tell you what, I took a look at her, and she's going to be a price. And she, meaning the trainer, but Mr. Jägermeister, 5-year-old horse, running as good as ever. I take a look at him, but you know, the two war horses from here, Whitmore and Share the Upside, are going to take all the money, but. Interesting little six pack here for the Hot Springs.
Agreed, and hard not to have a little affection or you know, kind of want to see to be honest, to see Whitmore do it again. But he's got his hands full here. This is a good group.
He does, but you know, I wanted to see how he came back last. You never know when they come back and run their first race of the year, and they're going to lose a step a little bit. He might have lost a half a step, but I'll tell you what, he was running. He ran that race, so I think he's going to take a little step forward. So the crowd, you know, he's going to be the crowd favorite, that's for sure. And Steve, like I said, Steve Asmussen has a couple in here. He's been on a roll of late. Early in the meet, Robertina Diodoro jumped out to a big lead of, you know, I think he was up. He might have been up 12 wins, and we are tightening that gap. I think Steve's Asmussen's back by 4 now, so he's been on a roll. Very competitive, both of these guys. Steve, of course, he wants to win every race and wants to win another title, and you know, that's why they run a lot of horses here, mostly competitive. So that's good. And then the Honeybee coming up next, which is the prep for the. Fantasy, along the 3-year-old filly campaign here at Oakland, did not come up a very tough race. Obviously, Taraz would have been in here, and it would have been a different set of circumstances. But there's 9 in here, I believe. We're going to have one scratch. One of Kenny McPeak's horses back in charge, I think, is coming out. But a well balanced bunch here. Brad Cox will probably have the favorite, as he's been rolling along pretty good here, sending out. He's got a lot better stock here at Oakland. He's got great stock everywhere, but this year he brought a lot of good ones to Oakland, and it seems like he's been first or second choice in just about every stake we've run here. So she dares the devil. Hasn't won going long yet, but a big effort last time in a first condition allowance race, got caught late. So we want to take a look at her. Motu, Kenny McPeak sends Motu over and going to see a lot of action, probably well-deserved off that second in the Goldenrod and third in the Suncoast. So stake place filly there. Once again, she's only won one race. There's only three horses in here that have won more than one race. And I'm gonna point everybody out to a horse coming from another direction. 50 Shades of Green from the John Service Barn.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's coming here just to take a look at his pictures on the wall here, of which there are many. He's coming off of, you know, kind of a subpar effort in the last one, one going long. And like I said, I don't think he's coming here just to look at the scenery. Been training well and kind of had this on his schedule all the time. And entries came. He said, yeah, definitely put me in. So I give him a shot, a little bit of a price. But hopefully a few of these will see a nice close race, of which there are many here, and they'll move on to the next step. Did you see anything? What did you see anything in the Honeybee that stood out to you?
Well, I think I like the progression of the Tonalist filly of Asmussen and the Oars. Alta's Award, I think... I would take a long look there. I don't see why she's not a good fit in here.
Oh well, Asmussen to Santana, and when you see that combination together, it's pretty darn good for as many horses as Steve runs, and as many that Santana gets a shot at. I think they're over 20% when they so basically rides every. He has his pick of every horse in the barn that Steve runs, and they do a pretty good job. And once again, one of the horses that's got multiple wins, which you do like to see in this, and one going long. So good point on her. So it should be a good contentious race. And I tell you what, I say this every week. I just can't get over how many races here are come down to the money. We had a couple yesterday where, I mean, I'd tell you, inside the 16th hole, it looks like the horse in front can't get beat. And here comes somebody out of the blue and nails him on the money. So I expect that kind of a race coming out of the Honeybee here. And like you had mentioned earlier, next weekend is ours. The water's getting a little deeper in some of these three-year-old races. We'll see some action this weekend. It's not the Tampa Bay race. It's a little light. The Santa Anita race is not. I think the Rebel will be full of contenders. Or, you know, we're looking at at least one or two from Bob Nadal, and we saw where No Parole just committed, and Basin will be here, and Silver Prospect will be back to see if he can double up with the Southwest, and Three Technique, who sat out the Southwest, will be here for Engelhard, and Brad Cox will have Wells Bayou, and we'll see who else ends up in this $1 million prep.
Well,
and
Rick, how close are you to potentially splitting? Because they said that if you got 20 and the report this week was there were 16 on the list as possible probable.
Look, it would definitely entertain splitting the race if it got to the right number. And we have an early bird nomination like most people do, and we had a list. And then yesterday we had, I don't know, 10 or 12 regular nominations. So we'll take a look at that. Start making phone calls this week. And, you know, splits like something that kind of happens organically. I mean,
right.
You know, you don't want to have, well, hey, we got 10 horses. Let's try and get 8 more in here so we can split the race. So, hey, it's not off the table. Love to do it. And so we'll get some information, more information over the weekend as people start to commit. And now that some of the horses are already in places, we know who's not coming, maybe. And so when we get to that point on entry day, if we, you know, end up with, you know, 15 or 16, and then maybe you start looking for a guy to throw in another one and try and split it. So it's a definite possibility. Too early to count them up, but
all right.
If we run one, that's fine. If we run two, that'd be great too. The Zary's going to be here, and the next step up, of course, to the Apple Blossom, which, you know, is going to be a killer race. This weekend, Serengeti Empress is going to show up, come back here. Street Band, Lady Apple, Lorena Lita, Steve Asmussen's filly. who I think she's undefeated. She I think she was 4-for-4 in South America, and then came here and ran one time. She was, because of the money that she won,
right,
she was eligible for a second level allowance race and won by 10, ran through the TV. So I believe she's going to show up in the Azeri too. So that's going to be a real good prep for the Apple Blossom. And the good thing is they're not all running in it. There's still some on the sidelines, like Go Google yourself and others, that are waiting for the $1 million Apple Blossom. So that's on the tap. The Essex will be here same day. Night Offs, Pioneer Spirit, Bravazo, Higher Power. Just to name a few. So, like I said, getting ready for the weekend, next weekend, to give us a shot to be in the limelight. So, and then we're 3 weeks from you showing up.
Yay!
You got a fan club here in November. It's actually just recording. I hit the button. No, Nancy's here.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Nan.
So we did alert the authorities. They knew you were coming.
Nice.
You're all set up, and she needs you to hang around just like 15 minutes longer on Saturday morning to be a guest on the breakfast show here at Oaklawn Live.
It's not a breakfast show. It's officially called Dawn at Oaklawn, and I have a following just like you.
So there
I
you
love
go.
It. I love it.
I knew I was going to blow the official name, but and I did. So I was telling Steve how the weather is turning, and it's a total different Oaklawn here. With the infield.
I would be honored if you would be my guest.
I'd love to. I'd love to. Of course, absolutely. My pleasure.
Fantastic.
They wanted to get that yes so they can plaster your name all over the program and everything else. officially do it. I said, just put his name up. If he cancels, he cancels.
No. I do leave on that Saturday in for the HPA convention, and I do leave Saturday for Santa Anita for the Santa Anita Derby week, and then I'm back again the following week for Arkansas Derby week. So,
right.
Two out of three weeks at Hot Springs.
You have a tremendous following out here in Hot Springs. I will say that it's pretty cool. So anyway, but that's because they're racing. Everybody loves racing here. So
exactly.
Everybody loves you. But anyway, that's it. You mentioned the Hall of Fame nominees. If you've got a good group, I tell you, I think it's a good group. It's kind of neat when you pretty much are friends or know almost everybody on the list now, and seen most of the races of the horses that ran. And I will tell you this, if there was an all or none vote, I'd vote all.
It's hard. It gets hard. It does get hard.
Yeah.
But everybody's got their view of who fits the mold. So it's, we'll see. There's a horse like Kona Gold that you would have thought at this point, there had been that backlog of sprinters. So there's certain things that have happened in the ups and downs of the way the Hall of Fame changed their voting system and certain categories kind of, it seems like the distaff category is stacked up a little bit too. So funny.
Kona Gold. I mean, what did Kona Gold do? What did he run? 3-4 straight Breeders' Cups? Four straight breeder. Who does that? And wins one. And, it was just one of the fastest horses of his generation. And I don't know. The name alone gets him halfway in. But anyway, you can sit down and I've heard more talk, I think, in the last 3 or 4 days of this group of nominees. Just people talking about it, and really nothing negative. Just discussing the people and the horses involved, which is actually a good thing. It's a good group to talk about.
Agreed. And the debate, the Havre de Grace and Blind Luck kind of debate that's going on, etc. It's always provocative, and it's not resigned to just to racing. I mean, all the Halls of Fame have those same, you know, those same issues. I know there's frustrations about the way the NFL has handled the, you know, the veteran stuff and the contemporary, et cetera. I mean, it's nobody's ever happy with the way, completely happy with the way those things unfold.
So I was just going to say the same thing. It doesn't matter what the rules are. Somebody's going to slip through, or how come, you know, Jimmy got in and Billy didn't get in, the whole deal. So I agree with you, but I think it's a good reason. I've heard talk about rags to riches, this or that. And I tell you what, personally, I don't, you know me, I'm not a big, I watch horses run and, you know, people can say, oh, man, look at the stride, look at this. And I just look and I go, oh, it looks the same to me. Not many things stand out to me, but I tell you, to this day, I can remember watching her break her maiden at Santa Anita going 7 furlongs. And I remember sitting there going, wow. And there's not there. I could count on one hand, how many races I've watched and then said, wow, afterwards. And then, of course, Todd had a string out of Santa Anita at that point, of course, and then went on to win Santa Anita Oaks, I believe, and then, of course, win the Belmont. And I don't know. So she personally is like, wow, she's in my world, she's great. So, you know, Hall of Fame material, she made the ballot, so we're taking a look at, but like I said, sitting around talking about this stuff, it's kind of rejuvenating to hear some stories from other people around, and their comments of watching some of these horses and their thoughts on it. So it's been, to me, it's a healthy group. I haven't heard a lot of knocks. Sometimes you know people talk negative about it, but I've heard a lot of positive stuff about everybody in there. You know, Clement and anyway, it's a good group, and we'll see what happens at the end. And I don't even. At this point, I don't even know who votes or how they get in, but I'm sure we'll see some. I hope more get in than don't this year.
Hammer, appreciate it, yep. And we'll look forward to a big preview day next week as Rebel Day rolls around and we get closer to the Racing Festival of the South. We'll pull up here. We're going to head down south to Tampa and Marty McGee. We've got the future wager conversation to have with Marty and then the Tampa Bay Derby and everything that comes with it. Back after this.
See you later, Steve. Yeah.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the 5 Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sportsform Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sportsform delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit DRF.com/sportsform. Enter code DRF Sports.
What career track are you on?
University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org. Why?